This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect, because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you're only half listening, so here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the office of the General Counsel. Welcome to the Office of the General Counsel. My name is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. I'm joined, as always, by my best friend in the entire world and in the entire universe. I've not met everybody in the universe, but I'm sure they will never be as close a friend to me as this person is, Ken Lucas.
Hi.
Ken! How are you this week?
A little tense.
Yeah, it's a big week for us.
Yeah.
It's a serious time right now. I thought last week was going to be the big performance review, you know, last episode, I should say, is the big performance review, but that was actually a performance review for what I was going to do for the talent contest. We've got that locked down. That's fine. But now's the podcast review with standards and practices, and I'm not looking forward to it either. You look nervous. I've never seen you look this way before.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you know, you're not making any expression because you never make expressions, but there's something about your body language that suggests, yeah, like just kind of like general.
Yeah. Thanks for rubbing it in.
I wasn't rubbing it in. I was actually empathizing with you.
Next subject.
That's friendship, Ken. Mm. You know, when you're feeling weird, you want a friend to come along and say, hey, you look weird. That's probably not the best way to go about it, but that was my, you know, you say, hey, how are you? Something's wrong. You want to talk about it?
Honesty isn't always the best policy.
Well, it is for me. I'm an honest person, Ken. I can't help it. Shoot me, you know?
Someone have a gun.
Ken.
I kid.
Well, guys. Okay, you guys are probably also freaking out. Episode 11.
This could be our last show.
Standards and practices. This could be our last show. Ooh, God willing. Oh, no, but that'd be bad for me based on my, from what I understand so far of my contract is that I get paid based on this podcast. So we do want to keep this going. Ken, I need you to keep this going. Let's really, if at any point. If it looks
well, I have my hands in everything, and I have a few other shows I produce, so I'll be fine.
No, I know you're fine, and that's cool. That's awesome. That's my favorite thing. That's awesome. But if you might need to help me out here. Did you bring the thing that you brought, the little machine that you have with the doop-bop, beep-bop, boop-bop, boop-bop, boop that we had for last episode?
No.
Okay. Well, that would have... Well, that was one thing, but you vouch for me, Ken.
I'll consider it.
That's all I can ask. What more can I ask for? Hey, excuse you.
Sorry.
Well, referring to the audience and the fact that we're about to go see Standards and Practices, who are not going to look kindly on our numbers here, I just want to say I've tried asking. I've tried pleading. I've literally begged you to listen to the show, and you're not. So I'm thinking maybe I'll try something else that I just learned about, kind of, I'm going to try negging the audience. So,
negging?
Yeah. Being negative on purpose in a way to, I guess, somehow make the person feel engaged to you because you're shitting on them. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure.
Sympathy?
No, it's more of like you're drawn to something that doesn't like you. Anyway.
Misery loves company.
And I love you, Ken. Okay. Hey, I'm surprised you found us. I didn't think you were smart enough to figure out how to listen to a podcast, but that's really cool. Oh, it's cool that you listen. Most people who listen to the show are a lot more attractive than you are, but great, thanks. Okay, so how'd you like that, audience, huh? There's more of that in store if you keep it up. Listen to the goddamn show and tell your friends about it. I got goddamn rent paid. I got stuff to pay for.
Artwork.
Yes, artwork. Well, you know, Stu still hasn't seen. I haven't brought it to the office yet. It's still in my book. But I just wanted. No, but they already heard this. It's still in my apartment. It's $25,000 I paid for this artwork. All it is a black canvas. It used to be a white canvas, obviously, but the person painted it all black. It's a statement, and it looks awesome. $25,000. Oh, Ken, I want to ask you. There's a company barbecue that is happening. I'm looking for a partner for the three-legged race, the wheelbarrow race, egg toss.
I'm already with a team. Sorry, Ed. We've been a team for like 3 years now.
I know. That's a problem. I'm the new guy, so nobody wants to join the new guy. But I do...
Well, there might be a team you could join.
What team?
Well, they lurk around downstairs somewhere by shipping and receiving again.
I don't want to go down by shipping and receiving. Those guys screwed me over for like a month. I was trying to go on the tour.
Oh, I hear that's who's looking for teammates.
Listen... here's an alert to anybody who works for Unwinnable.
What are you good at?
Egg toss. If you work for Unwinnable at any given moment from here until the day of that barbecue, I have eggs in my pocket and we can practice in the hallways.
You good at archery or axe throwing or dowsing?
I'm good at egg toss. I'm sure at good. I'm probably just as good at archery and axe tossing, you said?
And then dowsing.
What's dowsing? You mean dowsing?
Right. No, dowsing. Anyway.
I'm not good at that. I'm good at egg toss.
Well, I'd go to shipping and receiving if I were you.
Actually, there is one guy in shipping and receiving who... Ooh, this is another piece of news. There's a guy in shipping and receiving. His name is Lucy, and he's a really nice guy. He is in our... I just joined a band. It's a band of people who all work for Unwinnable. Our name is Corporate Casual, and we play kind of like indie music, kind of elevator music kind of stuff, like covers of cool indie songs, but in the style of elevator music. And Lucy's in that band with a couple other people, somebody from accounting, somebody from research and design. There's
sometimes they have the open mic at the cafeteria.
Yeah, we have not gotten booked for that yet. We've been denied. I've asked several times and I've been told no. I should probably have somebody ask. Yeah, maybe somebody else should ask.
Probably go to the radio department. Do they have the station?
Oh, that's a good point. Do you think they'd let us play in house?
Well, you got to submit your tape and they got to review it.
Oh, yeah, we're not up to the point yet of recording. It's like, we're still working. I play the keytar. I play the ukulele. I play the glockenspiel. I play the steel drums. The usual.
Probably play an omnichord, huh?
No, that's Lucy plays the omnichord. He's great at it. He's played it for years.
Theremin.
Theremin is in the band. Theremin from down in the... He's in the kitchen. Like sort of the busing station, but Theremin's in the band. He's great. Theremin plays, of course, the upright bass. But yeah, it's fun. It's been great. Corporate Casual, come out! Hey, Corporate Casual is actually going to play a show at a local Bennigan's, the one near Unwinnable, the closest Bennigan's to Unwinnable headquarters.
And, you know, there's a pub.
What's that?
There's a pub in the building.
There is.
Yeah, the northeast south lobby wing.
The southern of the northeast wing, the southernmost.
Yeah.
And that's where the... Huh. Wait a minute. I was told that That was off. I wasn't allowed to go there. That was like off limits.
Maybe. I don't know. Where your card? I don't know what level you are.
Ken, don't mess with me today. Not of all places, of all times. Now, standards of practice.
You never show me your card. I don't know what level you are.
We're about to go into standards and practices. My job is on the line.
Yeah.
Your job is...
it's not on the line.
Not on the line, but they told me that. They told you that specifically?
Yeah, we covered that like a few episodes ago. They offered me, they wanted to promote me to head of podcasting, which I already am.
Which you already were. Right, so they've disrespected you.
With a no raise raise?
What I'm saying is let's stand up against the man.
Well, some of us, you know, I'm in deep here, Ed. I've been here for a while. I can't, you know, I can't get into that.
How deep are you in? So deep?
Look, I went out today. I bought this Mickey Mouse backpack. It's the only backpack I could get, so I could put all this recording gear in it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just load up the backpack and go there now? Because I just want to get this over with.
That's fine. That's fine. Although it's a really cool backpack. I thought it was nice. I didn't think it was like... the only one you could find. I thought it was the one you wanted because it's great.
Oh, I went next door to the luggage guy. He's like charging me like 20 more bucks because he's like, oh, you work for Unwinnable? It's like, I don't get paid. That's another story. Oh, yeah, so funny. All right, let me pack, get this mic's
all right, all right. Stuff
packed
Jesus.
Up. Jesus.
Let's go to standards of practice. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll go to standards practices. We'll get this over with. Guys, keep your fingers crossed. I'm freaking out. We'll be right back with more from Office of the General Counsel.
Come on down to Butt's Hut. We've got all the butts you ever wanted to eat. We got chicken butt, pork butt, and spider butt. Alligator butt and all types of butt. We even got the stuff you find on the side of the road, like squirrel butt and possum butt. It's all every type of butt you'd ever want. We boil it and we fry it and we cook it up just nice and shiny. And we have every kind of butt you'd ever want. Come on down to Butt's Hut. We're offering Sunday specials with chili and beer. Butt's Hut, it's the only butt you'll ever eat again.
Hi, this is Don for Don's Dating Service. You may have heard of my last ad that was exclusively for women to join Don's Dating Service to date Don. I only had one woman join and she stole my identity. So now Don's Dating Service is open to men too. What the hell, I'll try anything once. Honestly, I just want to be spooned by someone. I keep going up to strangers and spooning them, but when I say, okay, my turn, they say, get lost. Dial 998 scum or 998 jerk or 998 guac for Don's Dating Service.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We're still walking here. We're about to go. We're walking on the way. This is our first mobile. Ken, this is exciting. This is Office of the General Counsel's first mobile recording event. And we're on our way to standards and practices. Here we are at the door here. I'll just let me knock real quick. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Let's go in. I guess, okay. Hi. Okay, I'll just, what the f- Ken? Do you hear that? What is this fucking... It smells like... It's like a zoo kind of, like, smell here.
Yeah. Just ignore that.
Okay. Okay, I'm coming. It's a huge office here. There's, like, a... Like, alcoves and shit. There's like, a desk in the distance. I don't know. We're gonna just keep walking over here.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Is that like a growling?
Look right ahead of us. There's like a... Is that a pit in the middle of the office?
Don't look down. Just walk around it. It's fine.
There's tigers down there. There's tigers in this pit, Ken. There's a pit full of tigers in the middle of this office. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Quick. Let's get up to the seats over there. Okay. Hi. Oh. Yeah. Thanks for finally having us. I've heard a lot about standards and practices. Yeah, and I'm excited to be here as well. I'm excited to answer your questions.
He asked if you have read your contract yet.
If I've read my contract. I've read a lot of contracts.
Well, we just wanted to know if you've read your contract with Unwinnable Inc.
Yeah, okay, you guys, there's like a couple, there's like three or four of you that are really, please speak one at a time. I don't know who I'm answering. You want to know how many times I've read my contract?
We just wanted to make sure you've read it at least one time through.
You have 7 listeners.
Funny story about my contract. I was reading it. I had a process I was putting together where I was going to be having other people record the... Okay. I haven't read the contract. End to end. You know, from page 1 to page... like 37,340...
It's your contract, sir. No one else can read it.
Okay.
L34M2, did you see him take a drink of an alcoholic beverage just now?
You know, we told his producer to warn him about that. We hear it's a bit of a thing he's been doing.
Okay. Mr. Lucas, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I did warn him to the best of my ability. I mean, I met with you guys. I...
Okay, wait. Mister, I appreciate your concerns, Mr. A7&8, but I don't want you to blame Ken for anything that's happened. It's not Ken's fault. I'm doing the best I can. We have things that get us through the day. We're just trying to get our jobs done, and it had nothing to do with Ken. I promise that that's done with. Well,
You're certainly correct, Mr. Coleman. It has everything to do with you.
Hey. What are we doing here? I have a good show. The show's doing its job. Can I finish my sentence?
He said that the tigers are hungry.
The what is what? I heard you the first time. Apparently
he
the tigers...
He said that the tigers are hungry.
Right, no, I got it the second time. I'm picking up on it with the... At least the word tiger I can catch pretty consistently at this point. I've got 7 listeners now. But what if I told you that those 7 listeners by next episode can be thousands of listeners?
Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we have a list of things we need you to comply with, Coleman.
I'm already... You know what I'm going to do when I get home tonight? Start reading that contract. That's promise number 1. Some people would think that...
I think you should remove your bar from your office first.
How many months have you been with the company without having read your contract?
That's a great question, and it's a quick question. Excuse me, I'm a little nervous.
Are you under the influence?
Do you have a squace I could borrow?
Oh. Are you asking me if I have a spare squace?
Listen,
guys, the bar is gone tomorrow. Forget it. Never existed. As for reading my contract, that can get done very quickly. How long have I been with the company? Another great question that was asked. What is time? And, you know, what, in terms of the passage of who cares and what matters? And let's just focus on the future and moving forward. And,
L34M2, his sweat smells of fear.
Maybe we should reintroduce him to the closet from the tour.
That might be just Axe body spray that you're smelling, Mr. A7 ampersand 8. It's not... listen, I'm cool as...
He said that there can be changes made.
Okay. Before you do anything radical, because from what I understand, most of my salary is based on me doing this podcast, let me just show you a little something.
Ed, I don't think now's the time for your...
We appreciate your enthusiasm for the talent show.
Yeah, you guys, I guarantee you that talent show, I could deliver that at least, right? So,
Ed, let's just concentrate on your contract.
Okay.
Look, standards and practices, I have to be honest, this is... I don't like doing this show. It's really the bane of my existence. I love working for Unwinnable. I work on all the shows, but, you know, we've developed a bond, and Ed is trying his hardest to do the right thing. But I will make sure there's no bar, and we are going to... Ed is going to read his contract and the runes and all that fun stuff, and if we can give you a time limit, like, what's...
Can I ask a question before you start? In terms of the bar, is it really the physical bar that's the issue? And can we take all the things that are on the bar? And we, I mean, if we could just put the things that are on the bar into, like, a closet or, like... Okay, well, I'm getting a note of that.
The tiger's grown so hungry.
Now I kind of regret interrupting Ken to ask my question about the bar, but...
Ed, let me just handle it for a second.
Yeah.
Standards and practices, if you give us, I don't know, if you give Mr. Coleman 24 hours, maybe. Maybe in 24 hours he can right his wrongs and read his contract, and he can continue with his show.
I would have asked for like 6 months or something.
But I'm not putting myself on the line or anything. Mr. Coleman is, because those tigers grow hungry. But
he asked for 24 hours. I'd like to extend it to 6 months. So whatever 24 hours is over
we
6
months.
We shall
consult the oracles.
You know, Coleman, we can get a replacement. You're not the only counsel.
The name of the show, though, is The Office of the General Counsel, and I'm the one who is in the office of the General Counsel every day, so...
We've consulted the oracles. A woman was seen crying on the waterfront.
So that's it. So, Ken, I think that was good. Right?
I don't know.
You... Ooh, this guy scares me quite a bit. I apologize, I'm not... You guys are very intimidating. Well, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
All right, Coleman, we will give you 48 hours. You know, we might have someone waiting for a chance.
Well, let me ask you this. In 48 hours, what do you expect me to do?
It all depends on if we see seagulls.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman and Mr. Lucas. Thank you.
You're dismissed.
That's it?
Ed, I think we should go.
Okay.
Watch out for the pit.
Yeah, by the way, fantastic tiger pit. Great tiger pit. Very effective. Thank you. We're going. I appreciate everything. Yep. We're just going to just run back. Thank you. Thank you. Whoa.
Close the door.
That was weird. Well, I can see why you're intimidated by those guys. Those are like... I can't believe you told them no when they offered you a job.
They didn't have a tiger pit last time.
Oh, that's new?
Yeah.
Whoa. Man, those guys are kind of badass.
Well, they had some other stuff.
Okay.
Like the corrosive tub.
Oh.
I mean, never mind.
Corrosive tub sounds like the name of the worst metal band ever.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't so bad, actually, to tell you the truth. I mean, the office was terrifying. I'm sorry I didn't sit the stage. I didn't really have the chance. But, I mean, it was like a dark, long room. It was like the size of a football field. And you walked in, and there was a... In the distance, we saw there was something, and we got up to it. It was like literally a pit of tigers. There were six tigers in a pit that was 20 feet by, I don't know, 50 or something. It was at least 15 feet deep. Terrifying.
There were a lot of people in that room. Half of them didn't even talk.
Yeah, and the ones that did were, can I say mumble mouths? I don't know. They were a little... Speech therapy wasn't a thing back then, but
sounded
clear
to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, some of them were like, I really felt I had trouble understanding.
I knew what they all said.
Hmm. Maybe I just didn't want to listen. You know, I'm. So I don't know. They said something about I have to read. I'm going to read my contract, everybody. That's, you know, they were right. I've been derelict in that. I mean. You know, when you're the attorney for a company, a giant company, you should probably read your employment contract at some point before being on the job for several months that you can't even recollect or put a number to. That probably seems ridiculous to people who've hired you, and you should have read the contract fine. But I'm going to do that. Okay, great. And there are other recommendations for the show where, as far as I remember, were you know, I could do them if I wanted to. They were just suggestions. It's fine. I don't remember what they were right now, but reading the contract was the only one that really seemed to stick. And everything else,
we got to get rid of the bar.
No, yeah, we're doing a great job, and the reading the contract is the main thing that we're worried about. And standards of practices, though, we've learned.
You
got to
get listeners too.
Getting listeners, yes, I remember.
Getting rid of the bar.
I remember promised, let's focus on the listeners now because that's more important in terms of my salary. And I have 7 listeners now. They've pointed that out a couple times, which was hurtful. And anyway, that was my dignity falling to the ground. And, but I promised them, I think, thousands of listeners, which seems a little ridiculous, going from 7 to thousands. Oh, if one of you 7 has... 999 friends, we're in. You know, like, so everybody contact all of your friends, and hopefully one of you 7 has a lot of them.
And subscribe and donate to our podcast so we can buy the proper gear. So
certainly subscribe to the podcast.
I don't have to pull out this gear from 1968.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad about the fact that one of them is sort of like a pedal-powered thing where you have a little, you have to pump your feet, and then, you know.
It's kind of cool.
Well, it certainly makes it. You have great glutes, but I don't want to get in trouble for
anyway
harassment. Guys, listen, that wasn't so bad. In honesty, this was a positive. In all honesty, this was a positive episode. We just need more listeners, as does every podcast, and we just need
got to read your contract.
Read
my
contract,
get replaced.
And that's easy to do.
Yeah, 48 hours.
48 hours. Okay, everybody. If you want to contact me after you start listening, whoever you are, these strange people who've suddenly joined our podcast, at Unwinnable OOTGC. As always, subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. It's great, month after month. And tell your friends about Unwinnable. On behalf of Ken Lucas... My name is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. That's it for Office of the General Counsel. Until next time. Goodbye.